Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Studio City, California. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you question your career reality. This show is for you if you were, are, or might be considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests will provide advice, resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. Our guests work in various professions of entertainment, so that means that we'll definitely have someone on the show sooner or later from a career that you're interested. If you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, listen to their interview instantly, or download one of the shows, go to the LA Talk Radio website, which you should be on now, but just in case you're listening to us from your iPhone, go to latalkradio.com. You click on the link at the top of the website that says Channel 1. Scroll down, look for the graphic of our show, Question Reality, and click on the link. This will take you directly to our archive page where you can view the list of all of our past guests. Again, our shows are also available for download on iTunes under the podcast section. You just type in Question Reality Radio in the search box. If you want to find out more about our future guests, then visit the official Question Reality website, and that address is questionreality.us, not .com, .us. Now, we have a fantastic guest for you today, as we do every week. Her name is Candy Howell. I sure hope that I'm pronouncing that right. She will correct me when she comes on. And, she is a, oh my goodness, what is she not? She's a Reiki master, teacher, and an angel intuitive counselor. And she's the very first person we've had with these skills on the show, so we're very excited to have her. But first, let me give you a list of some exciting little advertisements I have for you. I wanted to tell you about a new film consulting and mentoring site. Multiple award-winning producer Carrie David recently realized a lifetime dream of mentoring filmmakers on a one-to-one basis by launching her new consulting website. And that website address is carriedavid.com, K-E-R-R-Y-D-A-V-I-D.com. And no matter where you are in the process of your film career, Carrie can offer you advice from her vast experience working in budgets as low as $1,100 for which she did My Date with Drew, the movie My Date with Drew, and as high as $35 million plus on budgets like the Cody, was it Agent Cody Banks franchise. So whether you're considering filmmaking as an option, you know, a hobby, or if you're well into the filmmaking process already, having an expert at your fingertips, as you all know, is a plus. So whatever the obstacles and challenges that you encounter, from fundraising, casting, production, marketing, distribution, you know, consulting an expert can definitely lighten the weight of a production. So let Carrie guide you in the choices about your decision making. Her website is awesome in that she has more information, services, testimonials, and what I love is that she actually has a price page, because most people think, oh my God, how much is it? She's going to be really expensive, da, da, da. Well, she has broken it down, so depending on whatever you want, look on her page, and she has her prices, which I think is really cool, and you don't really see that too much. So check her out. Again, carriedavid.com. She is the producer, founder, and CEO of Lucky Crow Films, and on indieproducer.net. Now, up until September the 5th, oh, I just wanted to tell you, last night, my husband and I went to see the wonderful play, Guys and Dolls. And this play, it's been extended until September the 5th. I know you heard me say that August 29th was the last date, but it is so fabulous that it's been selling out every single weekend. So the West Valley Playhouse extended them until September 5th, and I highly recommend that you go. Guys and Dolls, as you know, is one of America's favorite musicals, certainly mine. And in case you're not familiar with the story, Guys and Dolls is a 1950 musical drawn from two short stories by Damon Runyon. And you meet these lovable thugs and their long-suffering dolls. And some of the best music came out of this production, like Luck Be a Lady, Guys and Dolls, Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat. And the play is directed by John Barry. The musical director is Patricia Hanafan. And you don't want to miss this because I tell you, I had such a great time. My husband actually didn't even fall asleep, and he usually falls asleep at every play I take him to. I can't even take him to a play anymore because he just embarrasses me. He actually did not fall asleep, and that was due to, my God, the wonderful choreography. This place, the West Valley Playhouse, it was my first time going to this particular theater. It used to be... I believe it was where Shirley Temple, gosh, don't quote me on that, but I think somebody told me last night it was where, it has weird angles because it's where Shirley Temple used to do something, and I can't remember what they said, forgive me, but it's a gorgeous lobby, very eclectic, and the stage is so big, and it doesn't make you feel claustrophobic. A lot of theaters here in Hollywood make me personally feel claustrophobic, but great, great, great experience. And again, Friday and Saturdays at 8 o'clock, Sunday till 2:30, and it's located, the West Valley Playhouse is located 7242 Owens Mouth Avenue in Canoga Park, and you can call for your tickets 818-884-1907 or visit their website wvplayhouse.com. And I tell you, the one girl that played one of the main characters, oh my God, she was fantastic. There were two main characters, of course, the female roles, and one of them, I mean, I don't want to say the name, but she was fantastic. She's, as soon as I saw her, I said, oh my God, she's Broadway trained, and sure enough, I look in the program and she is, and oh, her timing is excellent, her comedic time is her choreography is excellent, everything about her, just watching her just lit me up. So it was almost like I was at a Broadway show. So I highly recommend that you check it out. So now, last thing I want to tell you about is on November the 8th, there is a film finance panel going on at the American Film Market. If you need to finance your film, you need to know all of the new grants that are out there, all of the new things that are available to you, you would probably want to go to the American Film Market. Check out their website, AmericanFilmMarket.com, and this is happening November the 8th. So there you go. There it is for this week. Now, we are going to introduce this guest. I am so excited to have her on the show today, and she is going to help heal us, I hope. I need some healing. not the sexual healing from whatever his name was from that song in the 80s. I need some physical healing that's non-sexual. Okay, so known for her extraordinary ability to channel messages from the angelic realm, this straight shooting and ground healing practitioner is loved and admired by her international clientele for the transformative effect that she's had on lives. So through her healing practice, which is Angel Healing House, Candy is a published author of the inspirational book Angels of Faith and has recorded a beautiful guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. And her appearance on radio shows and TV, her candor, enthusiasm, and passion for life is just infectious. Now, by weaving her diploma of education with her uncanny ability to channel spiritual knowledge, clients have walked away from her private sessions and workshops with practical tools and divine insights on how to maximize their potential in all areas of their lives. And who doesn't need that? Am I right? Now, she apparently has had, oh my God, two near-death experiences, which we're going to talk about if she feels like discussing it. Candy helps others see their lives from a higher perspective and gain clarity, direction, peace, and passion. So a lot of people who, as you know, have had near-death experiences, they tend to have higher perspectives than most of us, and we don't really know why. Maybe Candy, I don't personally know why. I never done research on it, but maybe she can let us know that. She provides private sessions as well as motivational workshops for organizations, groups, and businesses. And her book and CD are available through her website, which again is angelhealinghouse.com. So without further ado, let's say hi to Candy Howe. Candy, are you there?
I am, and it's Candy Hoff as in cough. But thank you for inviting me on your program, Priscilla.
God, I blew it already. Oh, there goes goes all of my healing. You're taking it all back.
No. I never would do that. So it's just Hoff.
Now, let me ask you something. This is a question, a standard question that I do ask all of my guests. It's the very first one that most people think about that may not ask. What did you want to be or do from your earliest memories as a profession as a child?
Well, as a child, I knew exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to just be my glorious self, and I was clairvoyant as a child. I could see light beings, I could see angels, I could see visions, and I really wasn't very supported as a child. And when we're not supported as children, we tend to feel as if we're not normal. And by the age, and I age of about 6, 7, 8, 9, people said that, you know, oh, she's very creative, oh, she has imaginative friends, but I found myself closing down what my natural gifts and talents were to be able to access those beings, non-physical beings. And so I knew very clearly what I wanted to be to access spiritual knowledge when I was a child. But it took me two near-death experiences as a child, as well as my spiritual awakening through Reiki, to help me reconnect with my own divine inherent nature within. And then once I started doing that, and I didn't start doing that until well into my 40s, so my whole world started to change. And I'm having experienced, personally, this dramatic change in my life by starting to live this divine nature within. That's when I established Angel Healing House in 2003 to help clients connect with their own divine light, because we all have this divine, authentic nature within ourselves. I do this as a licensed healing practitioner, and again, I help people rise above their lives to see it from a higher perspective, and they can finally let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, regret, and resentment, and then they also can stop replaying negative habits and destructive patterns from their past, and I also help them stop worrying and stressing and controlling, which puts all their energies in the future on something that hasn't happened and most probably will not happen. And once they're no longer rehashing the past or in some imagined future, they stop reacting to life and they start to affect and truly live in the only moment that we have available to live, which is the nanosecond of the now.
Well, my God, that'll be the end of the show. You've explained everything. I have no more questions. Wow, let's spread it out a little bit here. We got 50 minutes to go.
Priscilla, that is in a nutshell. You see, most people live in the past because all they're doing is reacting to something that has been done before. And it's through those five negative emotions that they see the world. And where you expressed that people that have had near-death experiences, why they're different is because they can see the world clearly because they're living in the moment. They're not worrying, stressing, and controlling about the future because they know they are always protected. They know they're always abundant. They know those universal truths, and they don't take their energy to the past or to the future. They live in that only moment they have available to live.
Okay. Well, let's start. Let's go way back to my initial question when I had said, asked you what you wanted to be as a child. And you had told me that you have always seen visions. Right now, I just came across a show, and I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it is a show about children, paranormal. I don't know if you're familiar with this guy. His name is Chip, and he is actually working with a psychologist, and he's going around the country, and they are interviewing children that have claimed to have abilities, various types of abilities, whether they're clairvoyant, they can see dead people, they can feel them, et cetera, et cetera. And they're usually talking with children who are pretty much at the bottom of the barrel. They've been laughed at. They had to be pulled out of school. They have been abused. Their parents don't necessarily agree with them. And I've been watching that show, and this guy Chip and Lisa, they take them to various haunted houses or places that have been known for spiritual activity, and they ask them what they feel. Now, they let us know as the TV audience a little bit about the house, but they take them in and they kind of say, okay, what do you feel? Open yourself up. And I am just amazed and blown away at how these children are able to pick up on these things about the house that they didn't even know. They bring them from different parts of the country to a city that they've never been before. And they actually say they can see spirits. Now, as you were saying, you were not readily accepted as a child for having this ability. And most of these children are not as well, which is the whole show is about. Why don't you tell us, what was your first experience at whatever you saw, or just tell us what you saw, how you felt, because a lot of them are scared.
Right. We're all always taught that, you know, you'll believe it when you see it, you know, sort of it, believe it with your eyes, and not to look with the vision inside. Everyone is clairvoyant. Everyone is telepathic. Everyone is psychic. And the reason why children have it more is because they haven't had it programmed out of them. And that's why so many children at an early age have imaginative friends. They, you know, they're staring off in the distance at light beings, and people said, oh, they're just staring off in the distance and they're laughing at something, you know, sort of babies do this a lot. So, but it's children have this, and it's refreshing to see this within children, but often by the age of about 7 or 8, it gets programmed out. And what they're working with is they're working with the universal laws of just energy, because everything is made out of energy, and when we come out of our physical suits that we're wearing, there is no death. We live on. We are vibrational energy, and we are frequency in spirit, and that's what Reiki is all about. That I do in my my practice. It's about working with energies, and young children know this, and everybody can work with energies. It's just that most people are so clouded because of their programming and belief systems that they have to close off feeling things with their heart, and they're relying so much just on their physical vision and not on their intuition.
Okay, so when you were a child, did you actually see spirits walking around, or did you see energies or auras? What did you see as a child?
Well, when I was young, I saw angels. I saw sort of shards of light. You know, when I was like 6 or 7, and we lived on Long Island in a very historical home that was built into the side of a hill in the 1700s to help against Indian attacks, I saw discarnate, Indians that had passed on. And it's, you know, it was quite distressing to see that as a child, but, you know, I had nobody to talk about it with, and those children that have people to talk, you know, about it with and discuss it, as well as, sort of foster this this gift and this talent that we all have within us. It is a normal thing to do this, most people have it programmed out of them, you know, and that's why we all have intuitive gut hunches and things that we feel in our hearts. That is our divine, eternal nature speaking to us through our intuition, but it so often gets squashed out of us by people saying it's not real or it's not really happening. So it's working with energies, coming back again. That's what Reiki is all about.
So when you were a child, you said you had two life-death experiences. Can you tell us two near-death experiences? What exactly happened, and what did you see?
At the age of five, I was in my kindergarten playground, and the recess bell had rung, and I ran to get into line, and I fell forward, and I hit my head on the corner of a concrete cement block flagpole. And I blacked out. I started hearing a whirring noise, and I rose above my body, and I looked down, which can be very disconcerting when you see yourself from a higher perspective, but you know you're still living. And I felt sucked into a darkened area. It looked like at the end there was a pinpoint of light. I was schlepped through, if you want to use a term. I was, you know, sort of dragged through to that light. And as I stepped forth into the light, I saw my grandmother Clara. Now, this is very strange because my grandmother Clara died 24 years before I was born. My mother lost her daughter, lost her mother to TB when my mother was 2.5 years of age. But I recognized her immediately, and I felt safe, and I felt loved, and we grabbed each other and held each other and hugged each other and cried. And then we looked down as we saw a little girl crumpled on the ground and blood by her head and lots of people running around. And she looked at me and she said, Candy, it's not your time to come to us yet. We will all be together in one day, but you have to return now. And I felt absolutely kicked in the guts because I really wanted to stay with my beautiful grandmother. She kissed me on the forehead. And in that second, I woke up in the doctor's office as the last stitches were being stitched into my head. I tried to tell lots of people about this, but, you know, sort of not being recognized and not being supported, mm-hmm. you soon close up to what you know in your heart is real.
Right, because a lot of doctors, from the scientific perspective, a lot of doctors explain that as being a neurological, like a piston firing process, and they say that is something that happens. It's just the memories, and you're kind of putting things together, sort of like when you dream. They're just things that are happening to you in the brain. And of course, I can't explain it scientifically. But how do you answer that? Where you truly, honestly believe that that is not right?
I was going to say, if you have any doubts, go to Dr. PMH Atwater, who's done by now over at least 3,000 research studies on people who have had near-death experience, and a large part of those have been children. And when the children come back, there's an extraordinary high percentage of them that come back with genius IQ, where before they had their near-death experience, there was no genetic markers, and there was nothing, you know, in their academic records. These are usually children below the age of 12, and to indicate that they had anything of genius level, it's often in the case where their breathing has stopped and their heart rate has stopped, and the brain is flatlined, and they're out for quite a long period of time. But when the heart starts beating again, they come back with increased levels of IQ, very, very high IQs. They also come back a lot of times speaking a different language and also playing an instrument. Now, when I came back at the age of 5, I could play the piano. I never played the piano beforehand.
Oh, my God. Well, you know,
speaking of that. Priscilla, that just shows that the mind and the brain are two different things.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's for sure.
Okay, so that's a skeptic's point of view. But I do want to, I noticed the time now, and I do want to get on to explaining Reiki to people, because as you and I discussed before, there are some people that find working with energy hard to believe.
What services do you provide, and how are your services different or comparable to people who provide similar services?
Okay. I guess you could call it a 1-2 punch in my, I don't punch anybody, in my sessions, because I provide the energy medicine. The National Institute of Health and the World Health Organization now not only classify and accept Reiki as energy medicine, but it's used extensively in hospitals and cancer centers like Sloan Kettering and also Johns Hopkins. But I use this in order to lift the vibrational energy of somebody whose energies have been compromised because of emotional or physical unwellness in the body. Because if in the body's in a state of worry or stress or tension or anger, or if the body has pain, you just went through a knee injury, you know that it's very debilitating on the body. But many people have experienced tension headaches or gotten so mad that they feel sick to their stomach. So it's that emotion that's bringing down the physical body. So through Reiki, by replenishing the energy in the body, the immune system is charged, the body is realigned to become calm and peaceful once again, so it remembers how to naturally heal itself. And I not only do that in person, but I do that in distant healing as well. And not only that, before the energy sessions, I have the angel intuitive counseling session, which shows the person from a higher perspective where the negative patterns and destructive habits are, in order for them to realize what they're doing to their lives to deplete their energies. And so they understand that from a conscious point of view, and so when they get on the table, they're then much more able to start to release those energies. I'll just give you a quick example of a transformative and amazing result of my energy sessions. I have an Ayurvedic practitioner. She knows a great deal about health, but she's also had to go through with a very horrible divorce, and she started getting migraines. She woke up one morning with a migraine. She went to the chiropractor to try to shift it, and it still started to get worse. In the afternoon, she went to an acupuncturist, and she tried to shift it. And that evening, it started to escalate, and she started to throw up. She called me about 8 o'clock at night, and she said, "Candy, is there anything you can do for me? I feel like I'm going to die." I said, "Lie on your bed, and I'll start sending you distant healing. Don't call me afterwards. Call me tomorrow morning and tell me what happened." She called me the next morning, and she said, "I cannot tell you how grateful I am. This is what happened. Immediately when I hung the phone up, I felt like there was a halo of energetic tingles around my head, and there was a slight pushing of my body into the bed, and all of a sudden, I felt like I was lifting, like I was floating, like I was levitating, and within 15 minutes, her migraine had completely disappeared."
Well, let me ask you something. Doctors learn to be doctors by going to medical school and practicing. How do you learn to become a Reiki master? Where is your education and practice come from?
You go to another person who has studied Reiki. I went to a Reiki academy. My master teacher was a New Zealand Maori master who had come from a long line of Reiki masters, and there's actually a lineage. It goes back to the 1800s. A man by the name of Dr. Makea Usui rediscovered Reiki, but it's been written about in ancient texts how working with energies can improve the emotional and the physical well-being of the body. This is something which is just in the last 10 years, vibrational medicine, which has really come to the fore. In fact, the Center for Disease Control has stated that 85% of all physical illnesses in the body is caused by emotional unwellness. And when you get down to that emotional component that has contributed to the physical breakdown of the body, then it's like getting down to the root cause, then it will go on and affect the physical body.
So are you saying that anybody can become a Reiki master?
If they go through the proper training, if they go through a master teacher, and it helps to go through that Reiki lineage, because then they learn from a more traditional teacher, and they'll learn more of the traditional way of doing it.
So anybody
can do this.
So anybody can. So, you know, a doctor has to know how to, a surgeon has to know how to wield a scalpel. What instruments do you use?
I use my ability to channel life force energy and as a clear conduit. I am a teacher myself, and when I take somebody through this this beautiful transformative healing modality of Reiki, one of the greatest things that I center on is that person releasing their, what I call their emotional baggage or their issues or their programs, because we are all energy. Everything is energy, and the more clear we are, the more we are wonderful conduits and channels for not only holding high vibration, but affecting somebody else's energy. Priscilla, you know that when you've gone into a room full of people, you've picked up on other people's energies. You know what people do. So that's not me, that's not New Age or woo-woo or whatever. You know that in your heart. You know that to be true, and that's picking up on energies.
So if I said, oh, hi, Candy, I'm, for whatever ailment, and I came to you, what would happen? Explain what a person who's thinking about coming to you, but they don't know what to expect, and they may not necessarily know anything about Reiki or may not know anything about it, and may even possibly not be a total believer, but may want to tip their toe in the water, so to speak. What can they expect? So I'm coming to you. Take me through what you're going to do.
Okay, the first thing that you can expect is the angel intuitive counseling, which is like any other counseling session. But during that, I get messages from the angelic realm, which will show that person where they have been depleting their own energy. Okay, because nothing happens to you. You are constantly painting the portrait of your life through your thoughts, the things you say, and the things you feel in your heart, your emotions. And it's because life is affected all the time in those energies. That counseling session will show you where you are on that constant carousel of depleting your energies, either physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually. So once you understand that, then the practical tools are given in order. I'm very pragmatic and very grounded in what I do. It's not just, flying off into the angelic realm or something like that. It's to be able to tell the person from a very grounded point of view, this is what you're doing to your life, and these are the practical tools not to do that. So once you understand that from a conscious point of view, then lying down on the table, then I channel life force energy. I channel that energy to lift that person's vibrations that have been compromised by them being stuck in a negative pattern or destructive habit of anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, or regret, or the constant worry, stress, or control that they're doing. Nothing is being done to them. They're allowing that constant as I call it, a constant carousel of going over and over and over and the same thing over and over again, and getting the same result.
So when they initially come to you, is it a series of questions that you ask? Is it a questionnaire that they fill out? How is this counseling session or how do you counsel them?
It's actually prompted by a few questions, but then we take an overview of that person's life to be able to really see their lives as a huge overview, and things start to become very crystal clear during my sessions on where the pitfalls are. But I know that your show centers on the entertainment industry, and I'd like to address a few areas that would help the people in the entertainment industry, the actors, the writers, the singers, all of those people. To see their lives from a higher perspective, to really start to change things, and make an enormous difference in their lives.
Well, how would you do that? Because, actors, dancers, singers, models, and comedians say if they're just starting out, they may possibly be having problems, say, getting auditions or even booking auditions, et cetera, et cetera. And if this is the case, they're not going to have a lot of money to be getting the things that they need, the tools that they need, like headshots, et cetera, let alone be coming to a person and paying an additional amount of money. So what can you say that's going to sell me as an actor to come to you, even though I may want to come to you, but I may not have money to come to you? What is it that's going to get me to come to your house and give you the last bit of money that I have, because I just know that you're going to be the one to help me?
Well, you know, the first thing is, if you keep putting money before everything else, then you're never gonna get anywhere, because you're coming from lack. That's first and foremost. That's what we've been taught in our society. The first thing that you have to understand is, by changing your perception, that don't look at it as, I need money in order to do this. You will change your reality.
You're not going to have like a whole flood of people lined around the block to come to your house. Surely you get paid for your services, right?
Yes, absolutely. But what I'm saying is, we limit ourselves, Priscilla, so much, because we tell the universe, I can't do this because I don't have money. Okay, things have to happen in a supposed to, you know, this is supposed to happen this way. Things have to happen this way. And the universe wants to give us, in the most magical, synchronistic, and extraordinary forms, but we keep looking at life very myopically. I can't have this because of the money. I can't have this because of the money. So if you keep saying that over and over and over again, it's an energy that goes out and tells the universe to bring you more debt, bring you more lack, or things like that. But I wanted to center on those people who are in the entertainment industry and perhaps getting rejection. Okay, and that's something that they could change their whole perception on, and it could ask some less and thank their rejections for coming to them. And the reason for this is simple. When God takes something from our grasp, and when I use the word God, it has nothing to do with religion, because you can change the word God to Buddha, Shiva, Ra, Jesus, Adonai, Allah. You can even call it Popeye, but because the name doesn't matter. It's that one eternal source that we're all from. When God takes something from your grasp, it's not punishing you, but merely opening your hands to receive something so much better. So your rejections could be happening because you're in the entertainment industry for the money or the fame, and subsequently your heart's not in it. And when your heart's not in it, you feel compromised, you don't feel abundant, and then abundance in whatever way, shape, or form will always elude you. So that's number one. Really ask yourself, are you in it because you're truly passionate about it, or is it just for the money or the fame? The second is, if you're truly passionate about the entertainment industry, your underlying long-held negative emotions could be sabotaging you, because just like you said, when you go into a room and you can pick up on people's energies, somebody might have done a mediocre audition, and he might have gotten the role instead of this other person because their energies are open, eager, willing, receptive. And underneath, you might have, you know, angry or constricted or you know, not worthy or not deserving energies milling around underneath your much better performance. Or if you're rejected, it just means that it's not right for you in that moment, and you're free to accept another one, another audition that will be perfect for you and bring you the lessons and the opportunities and the connections that will help you most along your path of life. So you could be getting rejections because your job may not come through the normal channels or normal auditions. And life is not the way it's supposed to be. Life is the way it is. There's a great little scenario about somebody who goes for an audition, and they don't get it, and they storm out, and they slam the door behind them, and they sit in the cafe next door, and they've got their head in their lap, and they're berating themselves that they didn't do a good enough job, or life isn't fair, and cursing God, you know, why have you forsaken me? And the second guy, he also gets rejected. But he sees his rejection as a blessing, and he goes, and he rewards himself with a coffee next door. And because he's living in the present moment and paying attention, he notices that there's a guy sitting next to him who's wearing a Virginia Tech T-shirt. And he said, hey, are you just wearing that T-shirt, or did you actually go to Tech? And it turns out that he was in his year, and they're speaking an hour later, when he finds out that this guy is a director and he's about to cast his new film. And the rest, as they say, is history. You left right. That audition with a rejection feeling blessed, and then the universe blesses you. These are the universal laws of attraction, and like attracts like. We don't see things as they are. We see things as we are.
So for actors, dancers, singers, models, people in the entertainment business, if they didn't have physical ailments and they could come to you for kind of like spirit, could we say that you give spiritual guidance? Is that what you're saying that you give? Or
You could say that it's more than spiritual guidance, because I will show them where they're physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually allowing their energies to be drained by in some of the instances, by putting all their emphasis is, I can't do this because I don't have enough money to whatever, fill in the blanks. And so many people have risen up to the top when they didn't have money. And if your heart is really passionate about the entertainment industry and you're not just doing it for the fame or money, it helps to remember that one of Brad Pitt's first jobs was dancing around in a chicken suit. You know, we all have to pay our dues, and the most experienced and best sailors do not learn to sail in calm seas. In fact, anyone who's ever been successful at what they've done has done it one baby step at a time, one challenge at a time, and even one rejection at a time. And the challenges in our lives, Priscilla, are the grit in the oyster of your life. The grit in an oyster becomes a wound. It's an irritation, and the healing around that wound will become a pearl. Where there are no wounded oysters, there are no pearls. And if you're challenged and if you've had rejections, bless them, because they're just telling you where life does not want you to be. And if you think your jobs are only going to come through auditions, then you're limiting yourself as well. Follow your intuition. Listen to heart. And the only way that you can do that is living in the nanosecond of the now. And I help people to let go of those negative emotions, which keeps them in the past. And by worrying and stressing, controlling over not having enough money or not being pretty enough or not being anything, and this keeps them in the now, listening to their heart, living their divine nature, and suddenly miracles and magic happen for them. And they've been there all the time, but they haven't seen them because they haven't been living in the now.
Now, do you have, do you provide testimonial letters? Do you provide anything for people to kind of say, oh, you know, I would love to go to her because my friend Cecily went to her? Do you provide that, or is it just
go to my website, www.angelhealinghouse.com,
okay.
And I am particularly proud of my international testimonials.
Okay.
Because it has my students on there that have learned Reiki. It has people whose lives that they've come to me with physical illnesses, emotional illnesses, and how their lives have been absolutely transformed by seeing themselves. They're not. They before coming to me, they saw themselves as victims and blaming life for everything else. But once they've had sessions with me, they see themselves as empowered, as having to be able to affect and proactively work with that divine inherent nature that we are magnificent, we are powerful, and we are more beautiful than we can possibly ever imagine. And that's for everybody to work with.
Now, we only have 5 minutes. I want to talk to you about your book, Angels of Faith, and your guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concern. Let's talk about that. What's in your book and what is on your CD?
Okay, the book is a wonderful healing tool which is loosely based on my two near-death experiences, and it basically tells everyone that we do not die. It is this universal message in it. I had a client in Australia that wrote me an email. My book was launched last November 1st, and she wrote and she said, "Thank you so much for the book. I received it." She said, "But I had to tell you, I read it, and I got 3/4 of the way through the book, and I started to cry as I got a vague remembrance of something that I had forgotten long ago." The day after that, Priscilla, I had a client in Santa Barbara order 4 of the books, and he called me up, and he said, "Candy," he said, "thank you so much for the books." He said, "I got halfway through the book, and my eyes started to well up with tears, and I started to remember something I had forgotten long ago." And then 2 days later, a gentleman in Virginia called me up, and he said, "Thank you very much for the book. I had to call you up and tell you that I got 3/4 of the way through the book, and I started to cry as I remembered something which I had forgotten so long ago." That was from Australia to California to Virginia. It awakens in people this knowledge that we have all inside, that we are so much more than just our physical bodies, and that we can affect and we can manifest whatever we want, but we have to be in the moment, and we do not die. And it's a wonderful tale. It's also helped people in bereavement. It's helped people. I've sent so many out to cancer centers and hospitals for people that are their lives, terminal illnesses, to give them hope that we do go on and we are eternal.
What is on the CD?
The CD is an extraordinary angelic journey that I channeled from the angelic realm, and it takes people on an angelic journey, and along the way, it helps you to unburden your soul with relationship issues, career issues, money issues, issues around health, and everybody that has told me about their experiences with the CD says that afterwards they feel so much more empowered, they feel freer, and energetically they feel lighter as they unburden themselves with their worry and concerns, which, again, puts them in the now, empowers them, and strengthens them to be able to affect their world and not just keep reacting to it.
Now, where can we get your book and CD? Are they available on your website as well as somewhere else?
They are available on my website, www.angelhealinghouse.com.
And Amazon or anywhere, or just go to your website?
Just go to my website, and they're available there.
Okay, and people can also, I assume that you have phone counseling sessions? Is that true?
I do, because what I do, the energy goes over distance. Actually, I had a client in New Jersey. He didn't tell me. I was sending him distant healing. He put crystals on himself to amplify the energy, and he called me the next day. He said, "Candy, I didn't tell you I put crystals on my body, but they got so hot, and they started to vibrate that I had to take them off." and that was during a distant healing session. So,
What number can they call to get this distant healing?
It's 831-277-3716.
Okay, let's do it again. Get your pen and paper, people. Here's the number one more time.
Okay, and I'm in Culver City in Los Angeles. It's 831-277-3716.
Okay, my God. Well, thank you so much, Candy Hoff. Candy Hoff, thank you so much. Check her out at angelhealinghouse.com. We really appreciate you being on the show. I hope that you can send out maybe a special little energy to everybody who was listening to your show today, and maybe just give us something for, you know, just a little bit of free love, free energy, healing, whatever you can give us. We'll take it from you, Candy Hoff.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on the program, Priscilla. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, darling. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next week on Question Reality. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.